I don't know about you, but I've made resolutions at the beginning of the new year concerning my health that I haven't been able to keep because I didn't understand what was physically happening to my body and what my body really needed. I didn't know that low iron can affect your energy, focus, mood, and even your physical performance. Over 1 in 3 people worldwide suffer from low iron, but most don't even know it. The symptoms don't always look dramatic. They show up quietly through patterns that you might brush off, like persistent fatigue or frequent headaches. That's why I recommend Citerol from Pharmanutra. It's a premium iron supplement powered by patented sucrosomial technology designed to help your body restore healthy iron levels by absorbing 3 to 4 times more iron without the common side effects of traditional iron supplements. It's also diet friendly, which I love, which means I can take it before meals, after meals, or without food altogether. Head to pharmanutra-us.com and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC for 10% off your first order of Citerol. That's pharmanutra-us.com, promo code HOMEMAKERCHIC.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome to Homemaker Chic, where we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind with red lips and no jumpers, no denim jumpers up in here. I'm your host, Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl, and I'm here with my fellow rabid gardener, Shay Elliott of the Elliott Homestead.
I am also a 90s pop music advocate, and you just said, up in here, and I had to
yes,
do that.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And if you hadn't noticed, we have carefully selected the theme song of this podcast so that you have a chance to rock out just a few times a week. Shay, today we are going to have another miraculous guilt-free phone conversation.
Oh, this is why, secretly, this is why we do the podcast. Because we're going to talk on the phone anyway, and this way, the husbands have to watch all the children.
No one is asking for a snack.
It's because no of the, one is asking, the like, microphones and the earphones. They're like, oh, they look professional.
I should look legit.
Yeah, I shouldn't interrupt them for some goldfish crackers. She looks far too serious in her business work for that.
Oh, nobody's asking for a Clementine when mom's in front of a microphone.
That's right.
Right.
Which is perfect.
And so
would you
say that the headphones and the microphone are a
exactly. You read my mind.
I read your mind.
But don't go there yet, because I want to know what you are sipping on today, my friend.
I'm up in high cotton today.
I don't know what that means.
You're from the South.
I'm not from the South.
You are a temporary Southern transplant.
I mean, I I've never heard that saying, but I'm not as old as you. So maybe it was from the 60s or something.
Honestly, Shay.
It makes me laugh every time because you get so angry.
So do the listeners, just so you know.
I know. Still worth
up
it.
Up in high cotton. Mm-hmm.
Up in here.
Karen, your trash is showing.
Okay, I'll stop it. Go on. Tell us about your high cotton beverage.
I am drinking a Chateau Saint-Georges, and this is from the Saint-Emilion region of France. And I'm a little bit sentimental about this particular bottle of wine because a long time ago, before I was procreating and repopulating the planet, I would go to France every couple years. And we did get to spend some time in this particular region, and we had rented a car, and I am the navigator. Okay. So I'm not your typical female. I can read a map. Is that sexist?
It's, yeah, it is. And it's also just because you're a control.
If I say that?
Yeah. It's just because you're a control freak. That's what it boils down to.
No, but I can read a map.
I know. You're a skilled.
I am a control freak, and I'm a triple threat.
You're a skilled control freak.
I'm a skilled control freak. Yeah. I can read a map. And so, and I can drive a stick, and I'm a control freak. So I am a triple threat.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Joel, so you're a lucky
travel
man.
Abroad. Joel is the co-pilot, and I'm in the driver's seat.
The controller.
Yes. And so we were cruising along the Saint-Emilion countryside in France. And I looked up to the horizon and I said, I know those spires. And I was right. I said, I know those spires. Those are off the one bottle of wine that we love so much. Like, let's head in that direction. So sure enough, we drove up and it was Chateau Saint-Georges, Chateau Saint-Georges. And they had all the bottles of wine, like piled on pallets wrapped in plastic next to the chateau. And the sun was setting and we took our photograph next to the it was carved in stone on the stone wall outside of the chateau. And it was just like this really geeky memory for me because I was just totally geeking out. Like here we used to buy our wine in Chicagoland. There's a big wine store called Binny's Beverage Depot. And they have this fabulous, fabulous French wine aisle. So we used to buy our wine there. And I was having like a total nerd moment. Come to find out, we were having dinner with some French friends who are older than us. And we were telling them the story and they said to us, oh, you should have knocked on the door. They're really friendly. We know them. They would have invited you in for dinner, blah, 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 blah.
Of course they are.
And here's Joel. You have to understand about Joel. I am, even though I'm introverted, I have like a lot of bravado. So like rules don't apply to me.
It's that Chicago-ness, you know, that comes out in you.
It's that Chicago-ness. So I'm like, just pull up to the house. Who cares? It's a chateau. They're used to this. They're vintners. They're used to people. You're in tourism land. And Joel's like, no, no, no. Like Joel will not. We have like knockdown dragouts about turning around in someone's driveway if he's gone the wrong way. I'm like, just turn around in their driveway. I'm not pulling in their driveway. That's going to make them feel so like, and
for what it's worth, listeners, that is not what Joel's voice sounds like.
Like the tensions are just getting higher and higher because he just won't turn around in someone's private driveway. So just that he pulled up to the chateau was a huge deal. I would have gone to the front door. And then we find out our friends are like, oh yeah, we know them. We did once and they had us in for dinner. You could have said that you know us and they would have treated you to XYZ. All that being said, if you're at the store and you have like, this is a kind of a splurge. It's like $25 a bottle. Chateau Saint-Georges. Beautiful. I mean, it's just your quintessential Saint-Emilion wine.
And now you know, ladies.
Long-winded.
Keeping it classy.
As usual.
Listen, Shay, if anyone ever wants to hear Ange talk, just ask her about wine. I love it. I want to go to France and pull up in some vineyard's driveway and be like, what right? up?
What
that's,
up?
That's what I would say. That's not really what I would say. Okay, I am sipping something different because it was beautiful and warm here, and we've been outside stacking rocks and shoveling rocks and moving rocks. And so I wanted something a little bit more refreshing. So I am having a white cuvée, which I believe translates to vintage in French. However, I am drinking a German white cuvée. So it's a white blend. So this is what I've learned about this wine. Cuvée typically means like a specific or a special blend, right? A special vintage of something when it's used to describe a French wine. Or it can mean something just of a higher quality, depending on what vineyard this is coming from or what's the word? Vintner this is coming from. When cuvée is applied to wines outside of France, typically it just means blend. So this is my German white blend, and it's fabulous. I mean, typically when you think German white wines, you think Riesling, which is fairly sweet. This is kind of not as sweet as a Riesling. So it's dry, it's unfiltered, and it's actually just a little bubbly, which I love. It's one of these like naturally fermented kind of a wines, you know, that we get. I'm crazy about them. They're so different than American wines. So different. And I find myself now, I'm going to get snobby just for a second. I almost just can't tolerate a lot of American wines. I should say commercially available American wines. They're just so punchy. It's like a kick in the mouth. You know, it's like they go so bold and so big, but in like a almost like a syrupy kind of a way.
Welch's.
Yes.
I'll play my snob card. It's like a Welch's kind of and, a way. You know, no shame.
I'm not okay.
All of you from California.
Look, I'm from Washington. This is wine country, big time.
There are some legitimate, like,
yes,
California wines. Yes. I gotcha.
Yes. Big time.
Temecula.
But when you go to like the grocery store, for the most part, what you're getting is a very homogenized wine, because when people pick up a bottle of Yellowtail, let's say, they want that one to taste the same as the other one that they tasted, regardless of what the vintage is. And that's just not the way wine works. And so a lot of additives and chemicals and syrups and flavorings are added to wines to make them taste consistent always. And that's just not the way anything works ever, unless you force it to. So when you like
sulfites to make it taste old, and it's true. Exactly. I mean, that's kind of what we were talking about last week with the Maison Bouteille Chateau. It's like, this one is made here.
Right.
This is not like a homogenized blend of all these different farmers contributing.
Exactly.
To,
you get just a much uniquer, and it's not thin, but it's lighter, not even crispier, because some are really buttery, but it's just
direct.
Yes. cut the nonsense.
Yeah.
That's what they are. So I love it. I'm quite happy with my choice right now. But this is
what grape is it? Like, does it say what it is?
Yes, it does. It is 30% Bacchus, 30% Sylvaner. 30%, you're just doing this to make me show my trash.
Sorry.
30% Moulay Thurgot and 10% Charib. You're welcome, Germans. How did I do? I have now butchered Spanish, Austrian, and German. French is up next.
Isn't Austrian German?
No. Do they speak? No, they speak Austrian. Oh, don't.
No, they don't.
Okay. Where's our Googler? I'm going to look this up right now.
Google it now. I believe they sprech the Deutsch in Austria.
Well, I think they speak something similar. What language do they speak in Austria? German. You win.
I win. Okay. Actually,
wait. Austro-Bavarian also. German is the official language is Austro-Bavarian, but German is often spoke there as well. That just means we're both right.
Austro-Bavarian.
I do.
It means I'm more right than you are. That's what it means.
Listen,
if you are traveling to Europe, wait a minute, hold on here. German is actually the most handy language to know in Europe. That's the most universal language.
Is
it? At least it was when I used to travel to Europe, you know, back before I was repopulating the earth.
Right after the war.
Yeah, right. That's my understanding. It's like, if you want to have like, you know, like around here, like on the American continents, it's like Spanish. It's like, okay, what extra language do I want to know? You want to know Spanish.
Yeah.
My understanding is that it's German. And it makes me sad that I don't speak German. All my grandparents, I'm French on one side and German on the other. I mean, that's like the...
Yes. The short version.
But they all, you know, they were your typical immigrant where it was like, we're American.
We're going to speak American. We're going to speak American.
But I think being able to speak another language is mm-hmm. a definite secret weapon. Signature move. And that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. And now the podcast time is up. So I hope you enjoyed. I'm just kidding. Don't hang up. No, today we are talking about secret weapons and signature moves to keep your spirits high amongst the monstrosity of chaos that is happening currently around the world. Right.
Listening 2 years from now.
Yes.
Hopefully it's all good. If you're listening right now, your children are climbing the walls and you're on shelter in place.
Yes. I saw a really great meme that said, if there's a baby boom during this quarantine, it will only be firstborn children. And the responses were like, what? And he said, you don't have any children, do you? Because he was insinuating that everybody who had children was like, definitely no. We're definitely not making any more of those things. No, we tease. I know for some of you, it's put you in a super hard position because we just had our first Q&A with our patrons, which was fabulous. And a lot of you guys are having children home from school unexpectedly. Angela and I have made the unfortunate decision to have our children at home with us all the time, every day. So we are quarantined 24/7, 365.
Don't you find it's interesting, though, like this is what we do. We're home all the time with our kids and our husbands and being asked for snacks.
Yeah. Until we're dead.
And having to put on headphones just to have a conversation.
Yes.
But there is something different. Don't you feel a little, a little boxed in?
It's because like I don't like being told what to do.
I just want to go to the thrift store and I don't like being told what to do. You and I are like so rebellious that way.
I know.
Everything's a great idea until you're telling me it, and then it's a bad idea.
I know. My husband told me I need to check my libertarianism at the door. But actually, speaking of thrifting, that is one of my signature moves. So my children know me very well because of the 365 quarantine with me all the time. And if I'm having a bad day or if we're looking to celebrate the day in some way or we just need to get out of the house, pending that being legal, we go to our very favorite French bakery called the Anjou Bakery, and we get a pastry and a coffee, and we go antiquing. We go thrifting. That is a signature move. Not sure how to spend the day? Go antiquing. Why are you staring at me completely blank? What is wrong
because
with you?
Because you're like Robotron. So if Stuart's going to edit.
No, I told
you. It's you. You're like.
I'm going to mark this. Can you.
Okay.
Are we fine now?
Or just leave it. I don't care.
Are we fine now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Now.
I'm just going to start that bit again.
Okay.
So speaking of signature moves, you know, my kids know me well because of the 365 quarantine all the time. Mm-hmm. And they know that if we're having a bad day or we just need to get out of the house, we need something to do, we go antiquing. We go to this little French bakery on the way called the Anjou Bakery. It's our favorite place in the world. Good coffee, good baked goods. And then we go antiquing and we fill our Suburban with things that we don't need. Like more mismatched dishes and more cloth napkins, you know, stuff that's constantly breaking and getting ruined. It's a signature.
Those are needs. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you might not need a new oil painting, but mixed mm-hmm. matched dishes.
Yes.
And cloth napkins. I mean, our family just eats forks and dishes and
constantly
cloth napkins. Mm-hmm. They're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fork shortage right now. There's a bread shortage and a toilet paper shortage in the rest of America. And in our house, someone ate the forks. They're just gone. I don't know what we're going to do.
I usually find mine buried out in my garden somewhere at some point in the summer. Oh,
they're a great gardening tool for sure, but I'm not at that stage, so I don't have an answer.
Yes. Tell me you don't still
You're
have
looking
snow
out
there.
The window. Is somebody dancing
Stuart
in the window?
Just came and smushed his body up against the door for no reason.
Okay, then.
I was trying to
Shay
decide. Like,
from her basement,
sorry,
and there's a big French door.
Yeah.
And right outside that French door, they're building a pond. And Stuart's
he felt the
providing
need to,
entertainment.
He felt the need to do that, I guess. I don't know. But yes, you know it's a signature move when, you know, people go and they're like, oh, I wish you were here with me. Because they automatically think of you in doing the thing.
Doing the thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What's one of yours?
Well, I mean, the red lips are like a given. I mean, I started wearing red lipstick. I was 14.
That's bold.
I remember the first time I put it on. I was wearing, so I used to get hand-me-downs from some of the upper class girls in our church. And I had a white polo. It was Benetton. Do you remember Benetton, or are you too
no.
young?
I'm far too young.
Get out. I had a white Benetton polo, and it was like this beautiful French blue collar, and it said Benetton on the front. And it was the first time I'd actually tied my hair back like in a bun. So I like,
mm-hmm, when my like an intentional longer, bun. Yeah.
Yeah. I would grease it, you know, slide it back in like a chignon, like really tight bun.
Well, would you slide it or grease it? Because those are two different things, I feel like. I need to be able to picture you accurately.
Okay. So it was hair gel back in the day.
Okay.
So I think I was talking about this on another platform the other day, Aussie Sprunch spray to make it curly. And
yes.
then the Aussie styling gel to like slide it, grease it back, you know?
Okay.
So I slicked it all back, bobby pinned it, and I had a white shirt on, and I don't know where I have no idea where I got it. Maybe my mom gave me like a sample from a department store, but I put on red lipstick with a very like no eyeshadow, just mascara. And a real clean foundation. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, yes, this is
well.
And you have to understand, this was not a big jump for me because there were 76 Marilyn Monroe posters in my room at the time. So
yeah.
This was not, but I'm a brunette and I just put on that red lipstick. I'm like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is me from now on.
I mean, that's kind of how I felt when I wore those platform shoes until I actually wore them out of the house. And then I was like, this is not me. This was a very bad decision.
This was very bad. But I feel like the day it really became like, you know, when you said to people, oh, I wish you were here because mm-hmm. XYZ. I remember about 13 years ago, a friend calling me in December, and she's a doctor's wife, and she was on her way to a party, and she called me. She's like, I'm holding red lipstick in my hand. Tell me I can do this.
Oh,
give me permission to
her.
Do this.
Oh.
I'm like, you got this. You can do this.
I love
And I feel
that.
Like I've been like a red lipstick missionary.
Yeah, right?
Since then, you know?
Well, you were my red lip missionary. It wasn't something I wore at all until I met you. And I didn't realize it was one of my signature moves as well until I put some on one of my daughters before a church thing. And, you know, they're so sweet with their little pouty,
yeah.
sweet lips, scrumptious. I think it was Juliet.
No pores, immaculate
oh, it's just
skin.
Ridiculous.
You know?
Yeah. Georgia felt my hands today and she's like, God, your hands are like sandpaper. I'm like, listen, 9-year-olds, not all of us have beautiful young skin, okay? Anyway, yeah. I put this lipstick on Juliet and she saw one of the women from church and she was so sweet. She was like, Juliet, you look just like your mama with those red lips. And I was like, oh, it's a move now. Like,
it's
this
a
is
thing.
A thing Shay does. I love that. You know what else Shay does? This is a secret weapon more than a signature move.
Okay.
Shay wears Spanx of every shape and size. Every shape
really?
And size.
Really? Do you have like all the different medieval wear going on underneath there?
I mean, I've got, listen, I'm kind of distracted by you eating that cheese because I really want some.
I'm sorry.
I think we, A, should not be eating on air. B, I need
I
some
care.
Cheese now. Fine, I'll just tell this story. What was I talking about? Oh, Spanx. So I love to wear dresses. And I, like, if I'm wearing my gardening dress, no way am I wearing Spanx under
No
that.
Way.
But
no.
date night, dinner parties, bridal showers, church, there are definitely spanks involved. And I loved it because I went to church one day, went to the bathroom. Now, if you've ever worn Spanx, you know they keep things nice and tight. No creases, no panty lines, no roly-polies. But getting in and out of Spanx is ridiculous. And nothing will make you feel like a big, beached, fat whale, like trying to get in Spanx. It doesn't matter what size you are. So I went to church. I'm in the bathroom. I can take them down, but I'm like trying to get them back up. And I must have been making some noise because my friend Maureen goes, "Are you pulling your Spanx back up?" And I said, "No, I'm in the stall." And she, I was like, "How did you know?" And she goes, "Because just this morning I got on my knees and I looked my," she has four sons. She's like, "I looked my sons in the eyes," and she was just like, "Mom is about to get in her Spanx. Under no circumstances may you open the doors to come and check on me."
Seriously, I just got to say something. Like when you're getting ready for your church, for church, like even with pantyhose, like, so I've told you before.
Stuart is now he's at the window. He's pressing his chest against
the
window.
Got his shirt off.
Practically. Don't know why he's doing this.
Shay, you guys, you can see Shay. She's like waving. Big jerky movements.
Can't he see I'm being professional?
He clearly doesn't.
The children are asking for snacks. The man is doing that. Asking for something else.
I am obsessed with the pantyhose that Kate Middleton wears because they're amazing. I hate pantyhose, but she has like the grippers on the feet because she wears beautiful high heels. And I tell you, I don't know what it is.
I'm sorry. Do you remember when we went to Atlanta and you had two pairs of those?
And you had to borrow.
So I borrowed one
pantyhose.
But guess what Angela then proceeded to do with the pair that she would, you ripped the crotch out of your pantyhose.
Oh, yeah. So I had the chub rub like bulging out the side, but Shay didn't have pantyhose. So I made the ultimate sacrifice and had like my chub rub like puffing out so that she could wear my second set
it's
of pantyhose.
Two love. Oh, you're so good to me.
But like, I'm sorry. What you're talking about your friend is so true, because on Sunday morning, you're getting ready and you're like, okay, I've gotten a whole herd of people, a whole church congregation is ready.
Yes.
They're in the hallway or they're downstairs. They're finding their Bibles. They're getting in the truck. And you're like, and now I shall attend to myself and I shall get dressed.
Yes.
With all dignity, reserve. Yes. And you're trying to cram yourself into your Spanx or your pantyhose. And your husband comes in like, hey.
No. No. Not
I'm
the
like,
time
no,
for
no,
it.
No. I'm not going to do this in front of you.
No.
I have to have somewhere. I have to keep the mystery.
Yes.
Be gone.
There is no mystery. Like, but when you wear Spanx, they're comfortable to wear. I don't mind wearing them at all. It's just awkward to get in them.
Once you're in them, it's all good.
Yeah. But it's a signature move because it's like, am I high and tight? Am I in shape? No, I am not, ladies. The answer is no, I am not. Well, yes,
remember
they will know because I just told
movie
them.
Do you remember that trailer from that old scary movie where she'd go, "I'll never tell"?
No,
do you remember that
freaks. I don't like scary movies.
Everybody remembers that, but you.
No, I am 100. Here's a signature move. 100% scared of the dark. So my signature move is making other people do things for me that involve the dark.
What?
Oh, I am.
I'm like a bat. I can see in the dark. I have like complete night vision.
No. So on that same trip to Atlanta, when you were like, let's go rent scooters and go drive around downtown Atlanta on scooters after a bottle of wine and just see what we see in the dark. And I'm like, we shall not, my friend, we shall not be doing that because that is how people get killed. That's it.
I was so mad at her.
I know you were.
I'm like, wait a minute. We can do this.
No,
so
we can't.
We live in the country and this whole like just rent a scooter, just swipe your card to rent a scooter and tool around town.
We were not in the country.
I'm all over that.
We were in downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, and we're big girls.
No, we are not.
It was just Atlanta.
No.
It was just downtown Atlanta.
Listen,
straight up downtown.
I don't even go out. I don't go anywhere at nighttime. Nope. Not happening. Do you know why? Because we have mountain lions here. That's why.
So we have bears. I just found out there was bear scat on a neighbor's front porch the other day.
Well,
no.
There is just no need. If there's a noise in the night, Stuart goes out. That's it. I'm sorry. Fine. Let's talk about another one. Quit giving me that look. But speaking of night, another signature move of mine / secret weapon is black. Give me black when I don't know what else to do or what else to wear. I have black turtlenecks. Those are my go-to, which you've probably seen in the photos for this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why? Because I don't know what I'm supposed to wear.
We need a picture. Okay, I'll wear my black turtleneck.
I guess I'll just wear my black. Yeah, I know that. I look great in it. Like a black dress, black skirts. People look good in black. I'm not saying don't wear color. Yeah. I'm just saying it's one of my go-tos because it looks sophisticated. It looks classic. You know, you look serious. What?
I was laughing because I have RBF, so I look serious all the time. So I don't really need to look more serious. But yeah, I wear black on the bottom because I'm thicker on the bottom. I'm more fabulous on the bottom, but I'm not like a big black on top person.
It's probably because you have like dark hair.
Maybe. I like color. And I used to do all that whole like color analysis bit for a living. And so I do like color.
I like color.
But what I don't like is when people wear black pants with a colorful blouse that has, or like a printed blouse that has nothing to do with the black. Then I'm like, hey, you just sold out. Like,
Well, that's all that Karen. That's all that Karen wears. So,
oh brother,
sorry, Karen hates me. Sorry, Karen. Okay,
but I kind of want to go back to the Spanx. Like, do you have like all the different ones? Because I just wore like the biker shorts.
Yeah, I've got a couple versions of those. Some higher, some lower.
Okay.
You know, and like,
my kids,
and for
my
the
girls
most part, they go up
to like, Mom, those look like toddler leggings.
Do they go up to your boobs?
Heck no.
Oh, mine go all the way up my stomach to my bottom of my boobs.
Oh,
for
no.
The rib fat. You know, the rib fat.
I don't have rib fat.
I don't have rib fat.
No,
you
like,
do.
Look,
you,
like you're
you,
way thinner than I am, but tight. I just have like now I have like your quintessential hourglass figure.
But
so
I'm just saying, if you squeeze your
booty,
squeeze it too tight, anything will make you'll make a ripple.
No, I don't have any rib fat.
Are you look. Wearing your Spanx right now?
No, that's my skin. Look at that.
It's so white.
So white. Shut up. I actually wore a one piece for like the first time ever on vacation.
I literally
so white, she says. Good night, nurse. I'm being vulnerable and showing you my ribs.
I will expose you for all your weaknesses. That is my job as your best friend.
Okay.
All right, give me another one.
Like I'm all about like all right.
Give me another one.
Secret weapons.
/ signature.
People ask me about my nails all the time. And they think that I like keep this pristine is the word I'm looking for, manicure. And I'm like, no, those are stick-on nails. And I discovered those, my pastor's wife, when we moved up here, I was like, wow, because I've been told you just go south to have people attend to your beauty needs up here. You don't get your hair done up here. You don't get a manicure. So I'm looking at her nails and I said, your nails are like on point. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. Where do you get those done? And I don't get my nails done. I do my own manicure and I have for years. But she's like, oh, sweetie, these are stick-on nails.
Oh, sweetie.
And so I called my friend Sarah the next day. I'm like, I am on my way to the Shopco. This is before Shopco went down for stick-on nails. And she's like, well, this is the day. that I never thought I heard would I never thought come. I can't even
say. Is it because your trash is showing? Are Stefan Nails trashy?
Because my trash is showing.
Yeah.
No, because she's like, I never thought Angela Reed would call me and say, I'm on my way to the Shopko for stick on nails.
Why do you call it the Shopko?
It's a Midwest thing, like the Woolworth, the Walgreens, the Walmart, the Shopko. Mm. Well, because there's one. Because we, for one, we're so remote. There's only one of the two things we have. It's not like there's a variety, like in Chicagoland, where you're like, well, which Walgreens do you want to go to? There's one on every corner.
Sure.
Yeah. So okay. Stick on nails.
Stick on nails.
Impress.
Yes. Impress. I wear the same ones.
Yeah.
Not this time
of year.
They're
life changing.
Because I'm just gardening way too much right now to bother with press-ons. But when I wear them, my kids and like even Stu, he's just like, your nails look so nice. I'm like, yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah, they do.
And if you're really gentle with them, even if you're cleaning house and washing dishes, they'll last. I can get them to last for like 7 to 10 days if I'm very careful with them. That's max.
The trick is the pain that you put on yourself in putting them on. So I'll like put it on and then I just press. You guys can't see what I'm doing, but I'm like pressing my finger against the desk. Yeah,
it's true. Because I put them on like
the cuticle.
Yeah, I've like speed put them on before church and like they were off in 2 days. It did not work. No. Actually, now that you say that, I shouldn't do this because I'm gardening like crazy, but I really want to put some on now.
I have mine sitting right here on my desk,
I know.
Navy blue.
Oh, I've got the nude ones. I love those ones.
Oh, I love them. But you have to push them. Okay, so what I do, I didn't ever do acrylic fingernails because my fingernails always grow really well. They're strong. And acrylic just wasn't my jam. But I would, on the few times that I have had a manicure, I've seen like how the acrylic tech will rough up the nail.
Big time.
And then put the acrylic on. So I actually adopted that idea for the impress nails.
Yeah.
And so I'll take a nail file and just kind of scuff them up.
I do the same.
And then put them on. Mm-hmm. But you have to press it down. If you guys are intrigued and you want to wear impress, I think is the best brand. Mm-hmm. If you want to wear them, you have to really press them down by the cuticle because that's the first place they lift, not the tip. Mm-hmm. They lift at the cuticle. And then when you run your fingers through your hair, you scalp yourself. Because it just, have you had that happen?
It's, oh, yeah. I have to start putting my hair in ponytails, like with the palm, with my palms of my hands, you know, like some weird, like non-fingered ape.
I have like this new skill of how I can put my hair in a ponytail with impress, old impress fingernails on so that I don't rip, like create a bald patch. Mm-hmm.
But they are like $6. And, you know, if you're going to go to a party or out on a date or even just to church or something, it does make you feel so nice. All of a sudden, that signature move takes you from trashy farm wife to, you know, put together.
From Karen to Karina.
Ooh, is Karina our alter ego?
Karen to Karina. I guess, apparently, she is now.
Oh, she is now. Well, welcome, Karina. Welcome to the party. You will not see much of us because we're more of Karen's sort. But I always feel like Karina when I pull out another one of my secret weapons.
Do tell.
Jazz music. I love jazz. And I don't know if you know this, Angela, but I actually used to play drums in the jazz band.
Really?
Yes. I played the drum set, you know, like the 5-piece drum set. And I played jazz. And now I'm all cooler, right? In your book. Less trash, more cool.
You're super cooler.
Thank you. Anyway, I love jazz, like piano jazz, like the type you'd sip a martini to and smoke a cigarette at a bar in New York in the 40s, you know, like that kind of jazz. And I tell you, it is one of my signature moves because when the world is falling apart in the house and it's nasty and my attitude is nasty and I've got to get dinner on, but I haven't even cleaned up breakfast yet, I will crank that jazz. And man, it is like, my kids, they love it now because they're so used to hearing it. It's like, this is the music mom listens to and she's trying not to lose her mind. Or she just really wants to enjoy the mood of the home. It's a signature sound in our home.
I love jazz. I do like a smooth jazz. Like not a copyright free.
Not saxophone jazz.
Not copyright free jazz. Okay, like there's a difference.
There's a big
difference.
But we
have a coffee shop up here called Leroy's, and he plays vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'm in there, I'm like, okay, what album are you playing today? Because I don't think I can live without it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love like Sidney Bechet.
Mm-hmm.
You should check mm-hmm. him out. Do you like
mm-hmm.
him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I love me some Sidney Bechet.
Yep.
But I have to tell you, when I'm feeling like cranky and the dishes are piling up and I'm all like, meow.
That was such a 90s thing. Do you remember? I love it. No,
I remember from Friends, like, whoosh,
yes.
Right. But I actually lean into it. And that's when I like bust out like the old like Coldplay Rush of Blood to the Head, like some real angst.
Oh. I don't know if that would music. Be a good choice for me.
No, it's not a good choice for me. It's actually fuel to the fire. It is a bad exactly. decision every time. Yeah.
Would you like to talk about the young boy who just came into the recording session?
So,
with
yes.
the life
so
jacket
there is
on.
A there is a young man holding a peluche. Okay, we call it a peluche. It's a stuffed animal.
Yes.
He's waving to the camera.
Yes.
He's wearing apparently swim trunks or long boxers with a life jacket, even though it is March. And
yeah.
Now he's
here's the thing.
In Shay's ear.
They're building a pond. We're building this completely unnecessary pond to keep us busy during this quarantine. Because I cannot sit still or I will die. I'm like a fish. I have to be swimming. If you pin me under a rock, yeah. I will suffocate and die. My sweet William has been dressed in his bathing suit and life jacket all day long, ready to jump in this pond that is currently like sub-zero temperature.
Just fill the kid a bath.
He's just
like, he's got his life jacket on.
Miss Angela says I should fill you a bath. Is that what we should do since you can't go in the pond? What are you asking me for, child? He wants a cough drop. Those little On Guard drops. Sure. Go have one. Good day.
That is a legit life jacket, by the way.
It is. I don't joke around about water safety.
We just have like, what do we call them? I can't even think of what we call
them. Well, sounds like you're okay with your kids drowning. I'm just
careful.
I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. I'm actually really excited about this little pond because, as already noted in What Makes Us Weird episode, we don't do a ton of extracurricular. So we actually haven't done swimming lessons. We've done swimming lessons by ourselves in the local pond, neighbor's pool, my sister's pool. So the kids know how to swim, but Juliet's still pretty meh iffy. And so this pond, it's not deep. They can all stand up in every part of it, but, it's going to be fun to teach her how to swim like here on the farm. That's going to be fun.
My dad had a secret weapon or a signature move. He just like threw me in.
What?
He did. I was like 2 years old. He just like pushed me under.
Oh,
I remember
no.
my grandma, it was in my grandmother's pool and she was so mad at him. I had to be 2 or 3. But I'm a really good swimmer.
That's terrible.
And Joel just can't even be around because I'm not quite as hardcore, but Joel just will hold them till they're 10. I'm like, just shove them off. Just get them off of you.
He just holds Aiden on his hip.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like, exactly. I'm just like, just get away from me.
Oh, that's funny.
And this
sweet William.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
Do you have a in the kitchen? I want to come back to the wardrobe and all that kind of stuff because I'm sure we have more.
Yes.
Actually, I just thought of one. So be sure we come back to that.
Okay. I have, yes.
But like in the kitchen, signature move, secret weapon.
I've got two, I would say, that are my most used secret weapons or signature moves. Mm-hmm. For breakfast, it's what we call puff pancake. So it's a cup of flour, a quarter cup of maple syrup, a cup and a half of milk, and a dozen eggs, and a pinch of salt. And I blend it up until it's the thing I poisoned you with the goose eggs.
Yeah.
That's what I made you. And it's people call it 1,000 different things, Dutch baby or whatever, Dutch pancake. But I heat up a cast iron skillet with a ton of melted butter, and then I pour the batter in there, and it gets all puffy, And you could put on berries or maple syrup or just lemon juice and powdered sugar, jam. We use the jam a lot. But it's tons of protein, which I love. But I don't have to fry eggs. I don't have to fry bacon. I don't do anything like that. It's just blended up, which takes 30 seconds. Put it in the oven. So that's like my, I always have that card in my back pocket. Like if I need to whip out the puff pancake, we can have a breakfast for eight in a minute and a half, you know? Mm-hmm. And then for dinner, it's risotto. And can I just say, I'm going to toot my own horn for a second. I went to my favorite restaurant in town. I got a risotto. And I was, I was eating it and I was like, y'all, I kind of make a better risotto than this.
That's an awkward moment where you're like, yeah, I just paid for this, but.
And a lot, but.
And a lot.
But if you're making your own homemade stock, you know, mm-hmm. I make a really rich stock. I add a ton of stuff to it and I add a lot of butter, a lot of Parmesan. I add lemon juice and a ton of fresh herbs. You know, whatever. It's like fridge clean out of risotto. It's like, what do I have? Do I have herbs? Do I have any protein? You don't even really have to. You can have a vegetarian risotto and it's perfectly satisfying.
I do the sweet potato, spinach, mushroom.
You need what you got. Different. What you got. So that's another one I keep in my back pocket. What about you?
I make a German apple. We call it German apple pancake.
Okay.
But that, you guys don't have like Amish where you are. Like we're probably closer to Amish country. So we would call it German apple. But like this morning's breakfast is pretty signature. It's yesterday's almost stale bread chopped up into croutons, sauteed in butter, as many herbs as I can get. And then scrambled eggs and feta.
Yeah.
And onion. I think we talked about that before. Like that's my caramelized onion, feta.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me so happy. And everybody just mouths it down. And now we have microgreens from the greenhouse.
Heck
and
yeah.
So we had like micro cilantro this morning. It was delicious.
Isn't that amazing when, I mean, think about the amount of money that you would pay for that if you went to a nice place for brunch.
Oh, we have a place in town that serves fabulous. I mean, they do a good job. And they serve a big pile of eggs and, you know, tater tots and scallions and all that jazz. And it's $11.95 a plate.
Yeah.
You know,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And then when you have kind of mastered that signature move, you look at it and you're like, I know what this is.
Right.
I'll give you your money, sir. But exactly. I know. Yeah. Right. I love having signature moves in the kitchen. They took me a while to get. Just figuring out what our family really loves, you know, what they'll eat really well, what I can cook super fast, what's something that's sort of seasonal-ish year round, you know, like with a puff pancake, it's like for the most part, we have eggs and milk year round, right? I mean, it's semi-seasonal, but it's really nice when you land those just cars and you're just like, wham, I can whip that out in no time.
Yeah. I mean, there's things that I do in the kitchen that I love and I'm trying to, I'm trying to train their taste buds for sure. You know, like, okay, we're going to just keep your palate nice and wide and we're going to do this. We're going to do that. But then like yesterday is a signature. Like they love Italian beef. We're from Chicagoland.
I don't even know what Italian beef is. What is
this? I know. Seriously. That makes me so sad.
Why?
I mean, because Italian beef is amazing.
Is it just like beef with Italian seasonings, like slow cooked? Because we cook that a lot, but we didn't call it that.
Okay. Yeah. And I used my Instant Pot.
Get it, Karen.
Okay. Oh. And so it's just a big roast. And I used, you know, I made
like a chuck roast.
Sure. Whatever. Okay. I don't care. I had beef stock on the, you know, bone broth on the stovetop. So I added a couple cups of that. I added two cans of jars of like pepperoncinis, all the hot juicy juice and just crank it for like an hour and 20 minutes until it's just falling apart and then just shred it with fork and baguettes. And then, you know, I make giardiniera and then I had fresh mozzarella.
Yeah.
And you in Chicagoland, when you order in carryout, they say, do you want it dipped or not dipped? And dipped means they like dunk the baguette in the au jus, you know, like they dunk it and oh my, it's soggy bread. Oh, that's so good.
Gosh, that is so good.
It's so delicious. And that, like, you know, that doesn't take a mass amount of skill, but it makes my family so happy. They're like, Mom, it is great.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, good big chunks of meat always make my family so happy. Yeah. So happy. And I love that you can just pair it with whatever you have. Like, I have a bunch of pickled stuff, you know, like sauerkraut and pickled cauliflower and stuff we make every year. You can throw that alongside anything. You could put it alongside an omelet, or you could put it alongside like a roast beef or whatever. Okay, we have to talk about three more important things, four more important things. First off, before we started recording, I was sharing with you that one of my signature moves is tinted moisturizer.
Okay.
You did not seem so keen on this. And I want to know why, because it is one of my secret weapons for dewy, youthful skin.
Is that the baby cream? Is that a baby cream?
I don't know what BB and CC means.
I think CC's, she's like a singer. CC Winans.
She's also my cow.
Or your cow.
It is a moisturizer that has some color to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's great, but
when you put it makes you look moist, you know?
Well, do I look moist?
I mean, yes.
I'm pretty moist anyway. Like, just coming off of, like, I'm, again, older than you, so I'm just coming off a lifetime of extremely oily skin. Just where I was like oil controller, oil absorbing, oil free this. I didn't wear moisturizer until about 3 years ago.
Interesting. Okay.
Ever. No moisture. I needed no extra moisture.
That's probably why you have no wrinkles.
Oily skin
is really good. I've got dry skin. Always. Always have.
Oh, no. No, I'm like oily and T-zone oily out here, like T-zone, quintessential T-zone, just grease pit. I mean, it was really kind of really frustrating 10 years ago, 15 years ago, like really bad.
That would be one of my secret weapons for just youth. It's like even if I don't want to wear full on makeup, if I put that on, it's like, oh, that looks nice. You know, what would be one of your makeup signature moves then, or secret weapons?
I'm pretty picky about my foundation. I mean, I just want like a really clean palette. I don't wear a ton of makeup. I don't wear eyeshadow during the week. I don't hardly wear eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do like to start from a clean slate. Yeah. So I do wear, I'm really.
So that's your secret weapon. Focusing on skincare.
Focusing on the skincare and then focusing just on having the makeup clean to start from.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Face tape is my jam.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. My wine glass is empty. Do you think I should refill it?
Mine is too. Can I call somebody in here to do that?
I mean, I have my wine bottle right here.
Should I stomp on the floor?
See?
I could text
maybe
someone.
I'll just do a little bit. Because remember last episode when I was like, oops, are you calling Joel?
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. It was supposed to be a text. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's another one of my secret weapons we've talked about before, but I'm going to hit on it again because it is one of my power moves that I will always go to. And that is high-waisted jeans. I love them. I think they are so flattering to so many women. They tuck things in. They keep you just feeling secure and confident. And I bought this pair of jeans off Poshmark because, as I mentioned, I have one pair of jeans in the whole wide world. So I bought one more. And they're terrible. Okay, I hate them.
You have two pair now? Oh,
I have two pair, but only one of them is wearable. My high-waisted Levi's, God bless them. I love Levi's. This new pair I got, it's just not high enough. And I don't feel secure. I feel insecure. And I don't feel confident. I feel nappy. stop texting Joel about your wine and pay attention to my problems.
I am out on the road. He's like, I'm on the road. I'm like, don't worry about it.
I'm literally pulling my pants up as we speak so that my crack
I pulled my
out
shirt
back.
Up and pinched my rib fat all white.
So that's my, you will always see Shay. That is my signature move. If you see high-waisted jeans, you'll be like, yep, Shay would like those, because I will never wear another pair of jeans ever, ever. They might not be skinny jeans. They might be straight, whatever, but they're going to be high-waisted. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing my first pair of high-waisted jeans now, and I'm never going back. I feel cozy.
Cozy. That's what I'm saying.
I feel secure. I mean, I, you know, they're a button fly and I gotta like,
yep.
It takes a little effort.
Mm-hmm. All good things do. All good things do. Maybe if you put on your Spanx before you put on your jeans.
I am not wearing Spanx with my jeans. There's a line.
It depends on how desperate you get, ultimately.
That sounds warm. That sounds stuffy.
That does sound.
But you know what? My problem with like dressing in the summer. So I wear a ton of sundresses all the time. And unless they're like a cotton with some structure, you know, I don't really know the name of the fabric. Is it stretch jersey? Like what are a lot of sundresses
made out of?
Jersey.
I don't like it.
Like, I love it. It doesn't do me any favors.
No, it doesn't.
If I'm around the farm, I'll just wear it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going out, then I have to wear Spanx, and that's bad.
No, I have a jersey dress that I love. I again got off Poshmark. It's just a gardening dress, you know, like tank top goes to my knees.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
yeah, exactly.
I enjoyed it, so I like wore it out to pizza one night with Stu as a date, and I caught like a view of myself in the mirror, and I was just like, "What? Like,
whoops!
Put on some biker shorts or something, like."
Yeah. See, that's just it. I haven't really seen anybody, no matter what their figure is, like, look
no, it
great.
Doesn't. That's the thing. It doesn't matter what your figure is like. It's just.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't
like,
work
hey,
super well.
There's your problem area. So I'm going to land there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly.
And then, you know, the Spanx do help. I mentioned this a while ago, and I feel like somebody mentioned it on Instagram or something, one of our followers, somebody said something about chub rub, and the Spanx do help with that.
Yes.
Because that is a serious problem if you have it.
Yes.
I don't know if you have it. I definitely do. I remember being like 13 and looking at my friends thinking, wow, your thighs don't rub together. How did you do that?
Okay. Is that what chub rub is?
Chub rub is where your thighs rub together. Oh. You don't have it, do you?
No.
Oh my gosh. We can't be friends anymore. It's the worst. It is the worst. When you're pregnant, I straight up put diaper cream on my chub rub because I was chafing so bad in the garden.
Oh.
Like when it's like when you're in Chicagoland and it's humid. When it's humid.
Yeah.
And 98 degrees and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to rub raw. It's gross. It's not fair. I don't think anybody should be cursed with that. Everybody should be free of the chub rub first. Burden. It's not fair.
Angela for president.
It's very uncomfortable.
None of you.
Angela for president.
None of you should have
watch
to
out, Bernie. Feel the rub.
Oh, that's terrible. That reminds me of something.
Okay.
We didn't do our favorite comment of the week, so we need to remember to do that at the end of the podcast. We need to do that at the end of the podcast.
While you talk. Okay.
I still have a couple. I want to hear some of yours because I'm just listing mine off. I got a lot of them apparently.
Okay, I have a signature move. It's gross. And you guys are either going to think I'm a total freakazoid.
Does it have to do with diaper cream on your inner thighs?
It doesn't have to do with diaper cream on my inner thighs.
I'm glad we can move on from that conversation.
But it is about as disturbing.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm just going to be real because that's what this show is about. We've all squeezed a zit. Shay's like, oh my God.
I'm just kidding. No, I am wondering where this is going. Go ahead.
Okay. So you've squeezed said acne and then you went at it a little vigilantly and you have a little bit of a scar. There's a little scabbing, not scar. There's a little scabbing going on.
Okay.
And you're 3 days into it and you have somewhere to go. Nothing looks grosser than foundation caught up on a peeling acne scab. Okay? Okay. Even when it's at the very end. All right. Stay with me here.
Okay. I'm listening.
You're going to thank me.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Ready?
I am on the edge of my seat.
Take out your most gentle nail file that you have.
Oh.
No, if it's like there, but you're not going to hurt yourself, you just go and you just file the scab down so you can go out in public.
Oh, sick.
It's not
sick. What is wrong with you?
Listen to me. Listen very carefully. If you have a big zit in between your eyebrows and it has scab that's not quite gone, shut up, Shay. And you're not going to hurt your skin. Like, it's done, but it's still there. Then you just go with the nail file and you can get rid of the dead skin. And then you can go out in public and there's not like foundation curled up in your scab business.
Can we talk about something else?
I am going to need some backup on this because I'm expecting like a 60-40 vote on this. Okay.
I don't like that. Okay. Okay. I will stick
have
that.
Have you ever had that happen? Have you ever had it like a little scabby?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know. Okay. I totally know what you're meaning about like the
makeup, you know, is the caught makeup. Up in it.
Yeah. I usually just try to not put foundation on and just like powder, you know, like. Be a little gentler to it, but
okay. But a lot of times it's ready to go. It's just not gone.
So I'm not above learning something new. So I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna put it in my little secret weapon pouch, and maybe I'll get it out later.
Keep it.
Okay, keep it. It's yours. Here you go, my friend. Just a little something I had for you.
Some mom out there is gonna have a 17-year-old sobbing before prom, and she's gonna like. I remember what I heard on this podcast.
Maybe
I'm gonna help you out, sweetie.
Maybe. Do you have any hair?
Oh, let's see.
Do you have any hair signature moves?
Yes. I do my dry shampoo at night.
Yes.
So it has time to absorb.
Yeah.
At night and
dry shampoo would be a big signature move of mine.
Seriously, you guys, like if you haven't joined the world of dry shampoo, then I just like welcome you. I draw you in. Like you don't know what you're missing.
I don't want them to call it shampoo because it doesn't clean your hair. It's like just powder.
It doesn't clean your hair.
It makes it look like you've showered, sort of.
I got the idea for dry shampoo, inappropriate or not. My mom introduced me to this series of romance novels when I was like in senior high.
Go, mom.
It's actually the reason I live in Door County.
This was it Nora Roberts?
Heck no. Okay. No, this lady had class. She was Lavrell Spencer.
Okay.
And I want to shout out for any of you who have read Lavrell Spencer books. She actually wrote one. She stayed at the inn we used to always stay at. And she wrote a novel based on this inn. And that's how I discovered Door County. That's why I'm here. That's why you fabulous. Are listening to this podcast.
Yes.
Virgin town spinster is taking care of a train robber. You should see Shay's face right now.
I am just hanging on.
It's not like Danielle Steele. They're not trashy.
Okay.
They're classy romance novels.
Okay.
But she washes his hair with oatmeal to absorb the oils.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember in high school thinking, oatmeal, talc. Oh, so we can like do something about this nastiness because
It's so helpful. Yeah.
So I take my hair and I like part it down the middle and I go, and then I part it and I part it and I part it like left to right, right to left. I do the back.
Yes.
I rub it in and then I go to bed and then, I don't know what I would do without dry shampoo. I mean, I know it sounds very cliche. That's like a big mom meme, but first dry shampoo.
But it's like, really seriously. Helpful. And also it keeps your hair a lot healthier when you're not washing it every day. Like I wash mine and once or twice a week.
I wash mine once a week and I was washing it once a week, even before dry shampoo. And so I would wash the bangs. Like
yeah.
I would kind of wash the crown to get the oils out of the crown. But it's really bad to wash your hair all the time.
It is.
You really should just wash it. Every time I sit in my stylist, Andre's like, how many times are you washing your hair? I said once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Two, it is true that the more you wash it, the more oil that it produces, you know? And so there's this little bit of a training period for your hair where you're like, you need to chill out. You need to follow my rules here. And the bonus is that by like day three of dry shampoo, you have incredible texture and volume to your hair. And if you've got like fine, soft hair like I do, it's pretty amazing. Angela's pulling her hair out in a wad.
I can shape my hair. Mine are shapeable.
Exactly.
After day.
That looks...
We should record these.
Oh my gosh. Really, I don't know if that would be helpful.
You know, it's the same about your skin though, because a lot of people, you know me, I'm all about skin. They will just like go berserk, especially with adult acne, and they'll do all these really stringent things to their skin. Mm-hmm. And they strip their skin of all these oils, and then their body just goes, make more oil, make more oil,
right.
Make more oil.
Your skin is dry. Yep, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Backfires. Mm-hmm.
One of my hair signature moves is to, I always brush my hair at night. I oil it with root to tip serum, and then I braid it. And so I sleep on, because my hair is long, you know, if you're tossing around in bed at night and doing whatever it is you do in bed at night, it can get a little tangly. Sorry, that went really...
What you're talking about.
Sorry.
Woo. Leave that in.
My point is, you can wake up in the morning then and just take it out, and you've got this... If you want to do just a really loose braid, really loose, then you just have some very, very small waves. If you do a nice, really tight braid, you can have some, you know, kind of tight curls, and then you can just curl the end. And so then I almost don't curl my hair at all anymore, other than maybe a few pieces around my face. And that saves my hair a ton of damage from way too much washing and way too much brushing and way too much curling. So, and it looks pretty.
My
hair does not
look
pretty right now.
As to avoid wrinkles, that's a signature move. There you go. I sleep.
I know.
Eventually roll over. I sleep on my back, because if you sleep on your side, like from the get go, you're going to look like a Shar-Pei. You need to sleep on your
back.
That's
how I sleep.
And you have to.
Do I look like a Shar-Pei?
I don't know. You tell me. No, I'm just kidding. You have to train yourself. I trained myself to sleep on my back. Okay.
This yes.
is your home Botox. You sleep on your back.
Okay.
And so I just lift my hair, and I always put it. Oh, I'm leaning back.
And you just stay still like that?
But until like about two.
Do
and
you
then
sleep
I
like a corpse?
I straddle the pillow. Like an Egyptian,
like a dead body.
Barrow.
Oh,
no, like a queen.
We went different ways with that.
Like a queen.
Like a queen. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to have to end it there at the dead body bit.
Are we done? Oh my gosh.
I mean, we can do this for, I don't know, 2 or 3 more hours, but you're going to have to come and cook my family dinner, because you see behind me what has happened.
I see that.
Another human being has found their way down to my cave, my podcast cave. Let's see what this one wants. Yes. What would you like? She wants me to stop so she can ask me a question. What's your question? Can I make a video with the iPad? Yes.
Can I?
Yes. Yes. Okay. She wants to know if she can make a video with the iPad, and she's asking me that because she knows I'll say yes while I'm recording.
I feel like that question was conveniently muted.
No. She wants to make a movie with the iPad.
I had one today.
What do you want? Cough drops?
Oh, yeah. Stop
iPads,
motion.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what she makes. Yes, you may have a cough drop for the love.
Kids. My kids call them suck drops.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why we call them cough drops. They're not cough drops, but
they're not cough
they're
drops.
Like candy.
No one has a cough in our
no
house.
No one has a cough, but everyone.
If you're
like
listening in real time, no one has a cough.
I keep thinking about that really great meme of the chihuahua with the big eyes, and it says every time like I get a tickle in my throat, and he's saying, is that you, Rona? Is that you, Rona?
Oh my gosh.
It's terrible. I promised I wouldn't say the name on the podcast, but there you have it.
No, you didn't. It was an abbreviation.
That's true. That's true.
So this was really fun. I feel like of like our last week's episode with the homemaking and, you know, a day in the life. Like, I feel like we have a lot more signature weapons and signature moves.
Yes. Well, they'll come out over time. You can only hide the trash for so long. So
that's right, Karen.
It will surface at some point. A massive, massive thank you to our patrons. You guys are coming out of the woodwork to support this podcast. Seriously. And we are honestly so humbled and so thankful that you are contributing $5 or $10 a month so that we can get on here and talk to you about trying to squeeze into Spanx. I don't know what this twilight zone is we're living in, but it's awesome. So,
and it really helps justify it to the man.
I'm
going to go put on headphones and nobody ask me for a Clementine because we have patrons.
Exactly. And we are saving to get our website up, homemakerchicpodcast.com. So that is what your patron money is going towards, where we can have archives of all the episodes there and custom interviews and a bunch of videos and photographs, and it's going to be fabulous. But we are working on that, so thank you for being patient with us and to our patrons for contributing to the process of that. We are very, very thankful for you.
I thought that I was saving for a Louis Vuitton purse.
No, you're not.
A website?
I'm gonna have to manage the money, aren't I?
What? No. I'm the saver. You know that.
Oh, if you are not a patron yet, head on over to patreon.com/homemakerchicpodcast and consider giving $5 or $10 a month if you enjoy this podcast, so that you can be a part of it as well. And we do have some very custom and fun freebies for our patrons, like free ebooks of both Angela's cookbook From France to the Farm and my cookbook From Scratch. And we also do really fun exclusive episodes for our patrons and early release of episodes and live Q&As, which are, it's like wine time with the girls. It is a blast.
I have to tell you, we just filmed our first one yesterday and it was so fun.
It was.
I just posted it a few hours ago so that anybody that didn't catch it live can grab it. It was so fun. And the sense of community and this whole like tribe vibe.
Yeah.
I mean,
I left with my spirit. I actually so lifted.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. I came in kind of like swampy and, you know, and I think everybody left just flying high. And bonus, we give you like 3 minutes of music at the end where no one is watching and you can just dance.
Yes.
Like a crazy woman, because Shay has taught us all about the importance of a dance.
Do we want to have an online dance party where people can see my 90s pop music moves? Because we could do that.
Elaine, do we?
I love Seinfeld so much. Right. Oh, it makes me miss the 90s. Man, it was fabulous. Thank you so much for being here, ladies and gentlemen. And we will see you next week with an all new episode. But maybe, just maybe, we will see you before then, because we have had so many requests to bring more than one episode a week to Homemaker Chic Podcast. And you know what? We are happy to do that. Angela and I love nothing more than putting on our headphones and talking about
and obliging you.
Yes. So we are
right. So go.
We are currently training our husbands to help us edit. This is a team effort. This is surely just not a woman show, because Joel and Stuart work behind the scenes to keep everything running, to edit the podcasts, to get them up. So once all that is organized, we are very much hoping we can swing 2 episodes a week. Yes.
In the meantime, we give you full permission, because that's what we're about here. We give you full permission to rock those secret weapons and exercise your signature moves and give ours a try. If
yes.
You're so inclined.
Please let us know on social media. Tag us on Instagram at Homemaker Chic Podcast. Let us know what your signature moves and secret weapons are, because maybe we're missing out on something that we really need to be a part of.
Yeah.
You never know. Always learning.
Sounds good.
Cheers,
Jay. I'll see you Monday. Cheers.